welcome to this week's edition of Situational Awareness. I'm your host, Mark, and joined, as always, by my fabulous Chaos crew and our wonderful DM. Let's go around the horn.
Rich playing Theo.
Eric playing Cosmo.
Hart playing Toluga.
And Ryan playing everyone else.
And I, of course, play Glebnor. Well, that was a fun one.
Yeah, what
an easy. Yeah, we got some errands
if
done.
If you like to be fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went, we ran some errands. We
got to talk to Bouncicles again. I made a friend for life.
I know, yeah. Bouncicles is smitten.
I did not think Bouncicles would come back. I thought it would be a one and done thing.
Oh, no.
Which was foolish, foolhardy of me to imagine that you wouldn't immediately return to where you would come from.
Yeah.
You guys are level 4, so like, having disadvantage on all your ability checks is pretty brutal at this level.
Yeah.
I thought you guys were going to go take a nap pretty quickly, but
we're so stupid.
I like the idea of being like, okay, Reggie's missing. We are powering through this investigation to try to find him.
Yeah. Reggie and Frick are missing.
Yeah.
I'm at the point that I think Frick just hauled it back to Sloopledrink.
I agree with that.
Yeah. And then
he's a slimy little fuck.
I think as far as Toluga's concerned, Felix has taken Reggie.
Yeah, that's, again, what I think as well.
I was under the impression that because we're doing the hangover, we would have had to do the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah. That's also that's what true. I assumed as well.
So
I
was like, these disadvantages.
I mean, we know Reggie's
really
on the roof of the hostel, right?
I had kind of laid out, I don't know why I thought you guys would do Shreds Threads to fix your pants first and then hit the barbershop. But it was so funny for Theo to be like, we need to fix this now. I didn't realize how attached to his ponytail Theo was until this session, which I thought was really, really funny.
Well, now you know how to cut him deep.
I was just so happened to be like, yeah, the barbershop's on the way.
Yeah. He's a vain motherfucker.
Yeah.
I assume that like Theo has been growing his hair out for a long time.
Yeah.
Like to get that ponytail. So for him, it's like
all that work.
All that work, and now it's like somewhat gone, and it's probably not done well, so it like looks like crap. So, and then he got the side of his head shaved, and then like at that point, I almost was just like, fuck it, and I was gonna shave the side and just have like the top hair, like the pompadour type of
the samurai bun,
yeah, like that kind of stuff. Like, yeah,
bro, you fucked up my vile barber. So goddamn fast.
Well, I told him twice to give me my ponytail. He did not.
That's an insane sentence. for those at home, the vile barber, I buffed the hell out of the stat block so I would survive a little bit longer. And initially, it only has 28 hit points.
Mm-hmm.
So you would have killed it immediately.
You would have killed it in the first round. So I had 8d6 was the hit point total. I maxed that and then threw on 2 for fun to make an even 50. And you did 40 something damage.
47.
Yeah. So I had 3 hit points left, I'm pretty sure, when I got smashed by that fucking Toll the Dead.
Toll the Dead.
Really cool stat block on this guy, though. Straight razor, unclean cut. He had a thing called Pilfer, which I was almost...
Stole hair?
Yeah. He he could use a bonus action to use an object interaction and make a sleight of hand check. I was going to use that to try to steal the ponytail back from you if you got it from me.
Yoink!
Yeah, I really
wanted that hair.
I was kind of picturing it as like he would have stole the ponytail. I wasn't sure if you guys were like trying to like rip it back for me or just immediately attack me, but I was like, if you try to get it from me, I'm gonna like have him just run around holding it, being annoying. And then the hair golems were really funny.
I was really hoping they would just like fall to nothing once he died. That,
that's what I thought was gonna happen.
Keeping them up,
that would have kept that combat so short though. So
we might have helped with the way that episode went.
I know that was a long one, folks. We got a lot of editing to do on that one because we were we were a little going on here, but
great.
I don't know if Cosmo knew what he was getting into partying with this
group. We didn't explain anything to you.
No.
So
no.
I guess
just
the entire
time, I'm like role playing just facial expressions. I'm like wide eyed, like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah. I guess we have to explain to him. Like,
yeah.
Good thing he wasn't in the barbershop when we were ripping the head off that guy.
Yeah. I figure we were going, well, at least the plan for Theo is now that we're going to head back to Sloopledrip.
We'll let
him in on everything that's kind of happened.
Boat ride.
That we're kind of crusading Krizik.
Yeah.
Like, we don't care about the other religions, just specifically Krizik.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're really rounding out the party, by the way, because we have the Plope, the God, the Champion, and someone to tell our tale.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty perfect.
Yeah.
You've been seeing some pretty cool stuff.
It's been pretty metal.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to have to check in once... he goes off to tell the tale.
Yeah.
We're going to have to get message cantrips on how many followers he's.
We'll get some sending stones.
Yeah.
Also, all right, put it here, but all your tattoos are actual magic tattoos. You can add.
I was going to say, I love that now I have disguised self because yes, I'm a big jelly.
I still like knowing what my tattoos are specifically.
You can add these to your character sheets now because I'm sure it'll be, because you all have them. You just haven't all figured out what they are yet.
Oh, okay.
I know we don't have any clue what his does.
Nope. Yep. Yours is a cool one.
I can imagine, like, you know, like, because I lost all of my written music, which, I mean, for someone like myself who doesn't read music, I don't write shit out. Yeah. I can write out like chord progressions and shit, but
what the fuck did I write? Wow, where would a tattoo? Is that an item?
Yeah, if you so I believe I'm like literally can't inventory? Find my fucking note. It was
manage inventory.
Theo, you have a spell write tattoo, which gives you the mending cantrip. You have the masquerade tattoo, Glebnor. Which I really liked the flavor of it because it even says in it, it's like a liquid tattoo that kind of moves around. And I was that's like, oh, fun. It's perfect for. But yeah, I thought it'd be at a certain point, you're probably not going to be able to just be a giant jelly floating around. So
yeah,
give you a way to disguise yourself for an hour if you ever had to. Tluga, mm-hmm. The guns are the Eldritch Claw tattoo.
Oh,
so I wasn't telling you that you can add it, just don't attune to it yet.
Yeah.
Because you don't know what it is technically just yet.
I'll wait till you
mine cantrip or level one
cantrip for mending.
Okay.
Yep. Finally let it and you have the illusionist tattoo, I think it's called. Or so if you type in tattoo, it's one of the like non-magic-y ones at the top.
Instrument of illusions.
No. If you just type tattoo in.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a charge. There. Okay.
Illuminator's tattoo.
Yeah, that sounds right. Yep. Basically, what it does is you can write stuff with your finger and then it disappears until you write a keyword to return it.
Oh, so I got to figure out my keyword.
So you, in a drunken state, wrote a bunch of song lyrics and then hit them. Don't remember the word to get them back. Yeah.
I should have known something was up when there was no owner of the barbershop in your
house. Mm-hmm. How my old sneaky trick?
Oh, this isn't. This masquerade tattoo is like a dawn, like it can't cast again until the next dawn, not even a long rest.
Yeah. So it's at the end of the day, pretty
it's
much.
It's like a reset, daily reset.
But you didn't know what it did until now, so I'll let you have a charge of it.
That's
you,
fine. I'll be a little mantis man.
Yeah.
Zorak.
Yeah. Yeah. Mantis jelly is very funny. Yeah. Shred.
Shred rules.
Until we need big flat raft.
There'll it's be a lot up. Of there's a lot of fun Krikorak stuff coming down the pipeline. So I wanted to give you guys your first taste of one, which is just a really cool mantis guy.
Hell yeah.
Well, now we gotta prevent another attempted genocide.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah, it's obvious they're pooling everybody at this battle of the bands.
I mean, we obviously all did like we're doing the Hangover, clearly. I mean it's but also I wanted to add that thing of Dude, Where's My Car, where they find out that they got like suits tailored. find it. That was a little throwback to that. So yeah, you guys also
sick leather pants
have a mysterious bag of gold.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, how did we end up with that?
That's
interesting. Of which, I gotta add 900 gold to my inventory.
Yeah, because we gave Doreen 100.
Well, you gotta stay, you know, you gotta keep
stay in the good graces.
Yeah, we gotta be men of the people.
Yeah.
Believe he's the god of the people.
Yeah, but
true. Like 918 gold.
What if however we came across this gold was like, you know, not a great
we probably way sold to all the it. Tacos, if I'm being real.
I don't know, man.
There was no tacos in the
a
bag.
1,000 gold for tacos?
Yeah, I'm sure. More than 1,000 because
ever been
we had
to
pay for the clothes.
Guy after the bar?
Oh, you're right. It is like gold.
I mean, I'm sure no one's looking for a missing 1,000 gold pieces.
No, of course
no.
not.
It's fine.
They're never going to come looking in Sluvel Drip, I'll tell you that much.
It is such a funny trope to like open a bag of giant money and be like, we're going to spend this immediately.
Instead, I'm saving.
Yeah. So yeah, that was a fucking a long one, but good God, you guys did a lot in that one. You guys did a lot of exploring.
There was a lot. Yeah.
Some good role playing.
Investigating.
Failed investigating.
We're on the case.
Dude, that sending messages specifically to one
landlord sucks.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he really does.
So
yeah.
Uncomfortable. All right.
Yeah.
Nice.
That was kind of the thing too. I was like, I personally don't care for landlords. Yeah. So
they are bloodsuckers.
It was a quite literal bloodsucking landlord taking advantage of artists and musicians. That was
I see the analogy now.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not like a super like, what's the word I'm looking for as a DM? I'm not sneaky about my shit. Yeah. It's all on Front Street, really. Yeah.
There's no subtext.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, I thought that'd be a funny idea. I like the idea of like a bunch of, just like a vampire is such a funny idea in the Underdark because they're like, every night is night now.
Because that's what that was the first thing I said. I was like, what time of day is it?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, we're in a fucking underground cave system.
Yeah, part of their defense against Krizik's like, they can't call lightning down here. I'm like, yeah, but I mean, they're really strong.
Yeah.
It was a literal defense for them for a while because like Stormcaller clerics need clouds to call lightning a lot of their spells. Yeah. I also like in general, the call lightning spell has that in the spell description. If you're outside, you need to be outside for it.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh yeah, the Stormcallers are nerfed down here. And this is the strongest military in Aona. The reason they stayed out of all these wars. They've hunkered down here and they've...
We're about to convince them they need to be in ours.
Yeah.
Portion of the world.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's going to be tough to convince them, I think. Especially if we're opening up with, here's another god.
Well, it's more like guys are here, they aren't going to mess around long with the dwarves and they're going to try to hunt us.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Because we are actively forming a god and religion.
I mean, they definitely know the Bleedly guys are here because, I mean...
Because of the barbershop?
Felix.
No, Felix.
Felix, and we haven't shut up about Bleedly since we hit shore.
Yeah. Before that, we haven't. Yeah. So, basically, since what, episode, like, 2, 3?
Yeah, 2.
And I'll say, too, you guys have only been here a day. It's not like Felix did this all overnight. It's like this was already here.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah, so. He found the barber.
That's why.
He went right to the guy he knew was going to be on his side.
That's why we sent the message. So chances are Felix probably might have thought of going back to his place as a hideout and then sees this and is like, I'm in too deep.
License plate buried in the forehead. Bleebly was here.
Yeah. That's so metal and gnarly. Every once in a while, you guys do something that I'm like, if that were in a movie, this would be NC-17 and you would have to have like a smut warning in front of it.
Yeah, that's
or snuff, not smut.
Maybe smut. You didn't need to hang it off the back of those pants.
Hey, that was my ass cheeks. Toluga's all caked up.
Fish cakes.
Couple of fish cakes in the wind. You're hearing those cat calls.
The slapping noises.
Yeah.
I'm trying to stealth, but the clap of my ass cheeks is leaving the guards.
A disadvantage on all future stealth checks. Yeah, I just fucking... Bouncicles is so funny.
I love a
character like that where you're like, oh, I wasn't planning on doing anything with you, so now I get to just have full unbridled fun with this NPC you guys have latched onto.
You better fucking figure it out because he's coming back to Sloople Trip.
Well, he's also hunting Felix. And also, I told him to be safe, so hopefully, if he's in too deep, he's like, I must go.
Yeah. He's got a pretty good stat block, actually. He's a minotaur. Yeah, he's a minotaur labyrinth master or something like that.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, he's got some cool little features.
And I immediately attached to him because I can finally use this language.
My way of looking at it, too, is like, if he's a minotaur down here, he's probably the only minotaur. It's that thing of if someone speaks a language to you when you're no one else does.
They
immediately you're like, oh, this is a cool guy. Like he's learned my language. I respect you. Yeah. Like, so yeah, that tracked for me. I was like, okay, yeah. If you use your language on him, he will like you. That's how that usually works.
Bouncicles. Born to bounce. Forced.
Yeah.
Forced to sweep.
What are the odds we can get him to quit the bar?
And then join you on your bouncy quest.
His name is Bouncicles. If anything, we might be able to move the Sloople Drip people into
the entire village of Sloople Drip.
No, but we could have an extension. Like we can move Mima's Taqueria
extension.
We could start with the Taqueria.
Okay,
and then we might get a building. You know, so that a couple of people might.
This actually sells itself because hey, Doreen, you're slaying and drinks. What do drunk people want? Street meat.
So, next time we go in, we'll stop by the bar. I'll say, my mom makes a mean fish taco.
Okay. So, you want a franchise, basically?
Yeah.
A franchise in the Ebon Den?
Yep.
That's really funny. I have no problem with that.
I mean, what was it? Tombano O'Connell in our other campaign literally made a breakfast sandwich chain.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah. Why have you, all of your characters are like so sandwich or taco focused?
I love food. Yeah, haven't you realized that yet?
Food's tight.
I assume Yarno is going to try and set up shop food addiction in this place.
Oh, that's the other thing. Yeah, is
if
Yarno.
I don't have it, I die.
Yarno is going to be looking for a new place to set up shop, and this place is fucking perfect for someone like Yarno.
Yeah.
But
oh, it's already on fire.
Yeah.
So he doesn't need his big dragon that flew away.
Mm-hmm. What is it? I figure once we get back to Sloopledrip, I'll tell Theo to relay all this information to Yarno, and then
Yarno
I'll...
and
his people,
Genry.
Yeah,
Genry.
Yeah, the people from the Steel
and
Toe.
I will talk to Mima and Mean Gene.
The planes. Yep. The planes.
And they can relate it to the
Gulp and Frick.
Well, no, I figured I was also going to meet Gulp.
Yeah.
And Frick, because I have a personal thing to deal with Frick.
Yep.
And then
and Gulp. You'll we'll learn that way of the plane.
Was it like the mm-hmm. town guardians or whatever? What were they called again?
The wardens.
The wardens. Yep. That you need to get over your differences because they already started getting, they've already had people in this town.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I like the idea of heroes on an adventure that are like coming into contact with like their enemy everywhere, like slowly starting to be a problem for everyone. And even in a place like the Ebon Den, where they've been so neutral for centuries, like the war has come to them and they don't really have a way out of it anymore. So I like that as a world building concept. But yeah, that was a fucking juicy one.
Mm. Yeah, and like, you know, the music part of it is like, you know, music is always like rebellious. It's like, especially
totally.
Like speaking truth to power and all that shit. Mm-hmm. Very Rage Against the Machine.
Krizik rock.
Yeah. Well, yeah, there you have it. It's
clouds wide open.
Lame ass bullshit.
I love how my counter argument is, do you want to listen to Krizik rock the rest of your lives?
Well, that, it was like,
God, no.
That's why like, I wanted to make that joke where it's like, they committed genocide, but like, they're also doing lame music. Arguably worse.
Well, that's the thing too, is like the Krizik storm callers for the last couple centuries have just been kind of dorks.
Yeah.
Like they're just guys that were like, the storm protects us. The storm is what saves us. We worship the storm. And like, they've never really been a problem. It's just something you kind of like ignore. But now
they're imposing their will, shifting.
Yeah. They're pushing that on people more and they're totally getting involved in places they haven't been involved before. So like Krizik rock has probably always been a thing. But
yeah,
it's never been the main music people listen to.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you just replace it with Christian rock. I
guess. Yeah,
it's exactly the same
it's
deal.
There.
Same conflict.
Yeah. Yeah. When you told me you're making like a metal tiefling bard, I was like, oh, I know exactly what we're doing with this.
Let me establish the opposite of that.
Yeah.
With clouds wide open.
So then would that make our religion like the spaghetti monster religion?
Kind of,
because
we're being real
the
here.
Spaghetti monster,
yeah.
Theo the spaghetti monster.
Yeah,
I'm getting a colander.
Well, all right, gang, that was a fucking real fun one, but well, behind the curtain, we got one more episode to record today, fellas. Yeah. So
we're burning daylight.
We got to dive right in.
All right. Well, thank you everyone for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you like these little talkbacks. We're not going to stop. So. Listen to them. Plus, you get fun little tidbits that you're not going to get otherwise. Unless people are talking about them on the Reddit.
They're not.
r/dicey_situations.
Tight.
That's how I could get it. Sorry. It's fine. But yeah, thank you. And please, as always, get on iTunes or Spotify or YouTube or whatever you're listening to this on and rate us. Subscribe to us. Don't miss an episode. It's serialized. You need to know what's going on. Why are more of you listening to some episodes than others? It doesn't make sense. But
and
that's on you. I'm sorry. I see the numbers. They upset me when future episodes have more listens than previous ones. It makes no goddamn sense.
Mark's really into the analytics lately, so yeah.
It's a problem. Anyways, make sure you rate, review, subscribe, interact with us, send us your questions, diceysituationpod@gmail.com. Let us know what you think. Please, for the love of God, I'm not going to say it this time. Keep it dicey!
This has been a Business Shark production.